the history of the European Championship, brought to you by The Analyst. Part 1, The Early Years. All good stories have to have a beginning, middle, and end, right? But what if the opening lines were something that could not be matched throughout the time that followed? That's exactly what happened when the European Championship, then called the European Nations Cup, kicked off on July 6, 1960. Host nation France's 4-5 defeat to Yugoslavia in Paris remains the highest scoring game in the history of the tournament, despite 285 other matches having taken place since heading into Euro 2020. Only four matches have seen more than seven goals scored, although Yugoslavia have made it somewhat of a specialism of their own performances in the event, with the first three of those games all involving them. Despite that semi-final triumph, it would be the Soviet Union who would clinch the inaugural tournament, thanks to a 2-1 extra time comeback victory. But they would get a taste of their own medicine 4 years later, as Spain were able to turn a 1-0 deficit around to pick up the first of their three titles in 1964 with a 2-1 win on home soil in Madrid. Now, this quite possibly could come down to pitch quality, or maybe it's the lack of foresight around the concept of tiki-taka, who knows, but the first two finals saw each side complete under 70% of their passes. Only one other side has joined them in managing to misplace 30% or more of their passes on the biggest stage of them all, the 1996 Czech Republic team. Fast forward now to 1968, and in many ways, the tournament that helped shape the future of football. At the semi-final stage, Italy and the Soviet Union could not muster a goal after 120 minutes of action. The solution? A toss of a coin to decide which team progressed to the final. Imagine if this occurred in modern-day football. Would VAR be called upon if the coin got stuck midway? I digress, because unsurprisingly, this was the first and only time it was used in European Championship history. Lady Luck was on Italy's side, and they advanced to play Yugoslavia in the final, which ended up being yet another match without a victor after extra time, as the sides played out a 1-1 draw. Thankfully though, on this occasion, a replay was called for 2 days later, and it would be the Italians who prevailed 2-0, thanks to goals from Luigi Riva and Pietro Anastasi. It would be those two matches, alongside a game between Israel and Bulgaria in an Olympic qualifier later that year, that were said to be the main deciding factors in introducing a new way to decide a victor of a tie: the penalty shootout, and with it, a litany of Pizza Hut adverts in England. Since its introduction, 18 matches at the European Championship have been decided by the dreaded spot kicks, with the first of these coming in arguably the most exciting final in the tournament's history in 1976. Czechoslovakia and West Germany played out a 2-2 draw across 120 action-packed minutes that saw more shots with 67 and more shots on target with 27 than any other final in Euro's history. And this would actually still be the case with just the regulation 90 minutes on the clock, with 52 shots and 20 on target before extra time. That night in Belgrade would become iconic for different reasons though, as seven successful penalty kicks were followed by a Uli Hoeneß miss for West Germany, before Antonin Panenka stepped up to the spot. He coolly dispatched his penalty with a lofted shot over the diving Sepp Maier and wrote his name into footballing folklore, with his name now synonymous with that form of taking a penalty. If only the coin toss had survived. The two Euros in the 1970s saw two Müllers win the Golden Boot with four goals apiece. 1972 saw a player score four times in a single tournament for the first time, with Gerd netting twice in the semi-final against Belgium, before a further brace in the 3-0 final win over the Soviet Union. That made him the first player to score more than once in a Euros final, a feat that's only been replicated twice since, although both by Germans, Horst Hrubesch against Belgium in 1980 and Oliver Bierhoff in 1996 against the Czech Republic. 4 years later, Dieter Müller scored the first ever hat-trick at a Euros tournament with a treble in the 4-2 semi-final win over Yugoslavia, before netting in the final to secure back-to-back golden boots for West German strikers named Müller. The five editions of the European Championship across the 1960s and 1970s produced five different winners, and it wasn't until 1980 and the sixth edition did we see a second-time winner, as the tournament doubled in size to eight teams playing in the finals. But all of that is to come next time.